We're holding Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara had discussed that we're supposed to always speak in the positive and speak Lashon Nekiyah. The Gemara quotes were two lines from the wide lines, Rav Kahana Cholash. There were at least two Rav Kahanas in the Gemara. One was a very early Amora that the Gemara asks Kashas on other Amoram from him as though he were a Tana. Then there was a later Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana was weak, he was ill, and they didn't know if he was still alive. Shadru Rabbanan Rabbi Yehoshua Breid Ravidi. They sent Rav Yeshua, the son of Ravidi, Amrule Zilbdokba Maidine. Go check out what happened to him. Also, he came, Ashkechei Denach Navshei, so he passed away. Kari Lilvushei, he did Kriya. Vahadri Lekare Achorei. And he turned around his beged. They used to wear some kind of robe, which you could easily turn around. So they won't right away understand that he passed away and that he had done Kriya. Uvachigasi, and he wept as he came. Amrulei Nachnafshe. They asked him, did he pass away? He did Kriya. Kore, he was Korea. He tore Lavushe to his garment. The Hadre Lekare, and he put his tear, Lachore, in the back. Uvachigasi, and he was weeping as he came. Amrulei, so they said to him, Nachnafshe, did Rav Kahana pass away? Amrulehu Analoka Mine, he said, I didn't say it. One who gives out bad words, he's a fool. So I didn't tell you, meaning you're right, but I didn't say it. Now, this is brought na halacha in Hilchos Eivel, that one is not supposed to give bad news, one is not supposed to tell over that someone passed away, even at the expense of that the person wants a tshuva. Yochanan Chakoko. Ksil is a fool. Huh? Ksil isn't careful in what he says. He's willing to say bad things as well. One of the hallmarks of a wise person is what he says and what he doesn't say. The way he says things, what he says. Yochanan Chakoko. Yochanan, who had this nickname, Chakoko, Nafak Likiryasa. He went out to the villages to see how their grain had grown. He also, when he came back, Amrulei chitin nasu yofos, they asked him, have the wheat grown well? Amar lahem sorim nasu yofos. So he said the barley grew well. Now barley is animal food. He didn't want to say that the wheat did not grow well. So he said the barley did grow well. Amrulei, so they told him, tzeu vaser lesusim lachamorim. Go tell the horses and the donkeys. That's good for the barley and the hay is good for horses. That's not human food. What were they upset with him that they answered him this way? What should he have said? He should have said, last year the wheat grew well. Inami, I don't remember. I think it means his wealth, his the wealth he amassed, the stables. But I'm not sure. What should he have said? He should have said, "Last year the wheat grew well." Inami, or else he should have said, "Adashim nasu yafot." The lentils are growing well. He should have spoken about human food. He should have said, "That's growing well." Rav barach v'drav chiyah barachte. Rav, his parents, his father Evu, he was the father of Rav. And he was Rav Chiya's brother from the father. They shared a father. And his mother was Rav Chiya's sister. She shared a mother. Meaning the father had remarried. And he married a person that had remarried. So they shared with Rav Chiya. The father and the mother didn't share any parents. The father was previously married to a woman that had his mother. Yeah? His father, Evo. Yeah? Evo was the father of Rav. He was Rav Chiya's brother. Yeah?
Evo was the father of Rav Yehoshua.
Rav's father, Evo, he had a brother named Rav Chiya. And they were brothers from the father. Meaning, Evo's father was Rav Chiya's father as well. Yeah? Their father was Ravacha. And Rav's mother was Rav Chiya's sister from another mother, meaning Rav Acha Kafri had a previous marriage, and in that marriage he had both Rav Chiya's mother and he had Rav Chiya, and she from her previous marriage had this daughter, the mother of Rav. So the mother of Rav is no relation to the father of Rav, but she's the sister of Rav Chiya's, yeah, from the mother.
Brothers from the
father, and Ivo didn't share the same mother with Rav Chiya,
right,
and Rav Chiya's mother was also the mother of Rav's mother from a previous marriage. Rav's mother, I'm sorry. Rav's mother was also Rav Chiya's mother.
Rav's mother was Rav Chiya's mother.
So Rav's father and mother were no relation whatsoever, but they were both siblings to Rav Chiya. They shared, Rav Chiya shared a mother with Rav's mother, and he shared a father.
They're both siblings of
Rav Chiya's. Rav's parents. Rachel was Rav's uncle in two ways.
Both shared, right? Ivo was his brother. And
from the father.
His mother's name was. She was Rachel's sister from the mother.
Right.
Yeah. And Rav's mother and Ivo, Rav's father, and yeah, the same father.
So Rav Chiya has a brother and a sister that are not related at all.
Rav's mother wasn't Rav Chiya's mother.
Rav's mother was Rav Chiya's sister from the mother. So Rav's parents were both siblings to Rav Chiya, but they weren't siblings themselves. His father was a sibling to Rav Chiya from the father, and his mother was a sibling to Rav Chiya from the mother, but the father and the mother had no relation. So Rav, Bar Achva de Rav Chiya, Rav was the son of the brother of Rav Chiya from the father, Ubar Achte, and he was the son of the mother of the sister of Rav Chiya from the mother. Kisalik lahasam, when he went up there, he came to Eretz Yisrael. Amarle, so Rav Chiya asked him, Evo Kayam, is my brother, your father, Evo, around? Amarle, so he asked him, Ima Kayemis? Did you ask me about my mother? Before you asked me about my father, ask me about my mother. Amarle, Ima Kayemis? Is your mother still around? Amalei, so he said to him, Evo Kayam, my father's still around. Here there are two understandings. Either he told him, yeah, my father's still around, and indicated that my mother isn't. Or he told him, and is my father still around? He asked him the same question again. And he indicated to him by asking the questions that neither one was still around. Two understandings which way it went in Rashi. Okay. Weiter. Amar le leshame. What? That he asked him in a question. He said to him, Evokai, my father's still around. And he wanted to indicate him that the mother is not. He said, is your father still around? He said, and what about my mother? So he said, is your mother around? She said, my father's around. And in saying that, he indicated him, but my mother not. Now, when he heard that, Amar Leila Shame, he said to his servant, Chalotzi min aliv olech kirachai lebet amechatz. He said, take off my shoes for me, so I'll sit Shiva for a minute, and then I'll go take a shower. I'll go to the bathhouse. I'll take a bath. Shema minat lat. From his actions, we learn three halachos. Shema mino avel asur b'nil sasando, that in mourning, taking off the shoe, you have to take off your shoes. You can't wear regular shoes. B'shema mina shmua rechokai na noeget ele yom echad. And because he heard after a while, after 30 days, that's called Shmua Rechoka, within 30 days, there are different halachos of Avelos if a person hears about the passing of a relative that he should sit shiv on. But after 30 days, once it's Shmua Rechoka, once a while has passed, The Gemara Moikatan discusses what makes a Tshmua Rechoka. Once a while has passed since the passing of the relative, so then he only has to be Noag Aveos for one day. Vishma Mina, we derive from here, Miktsata Yom Kekulo. That once he was Noag Aveos for part of the day, we say Miktsata Yom Kekulo, he was Yotze. And that's why after he took off his shoes, he was Noag Aveos for a minute, he could go and take a bath. And that those were the halachs he wanted to teach in doing these actions. He was Noig Avelis for a minute. He said, take off my shoes. He was Noig Avelis. He said, now let me go take a bath. What's he suddenly going to take a bath? He's teaching the Talmidim, Halacha Lemaise, that Avelis for a second is enough. Miktas Yom Kekulo. Avelis is only one day because it's Shmur Rechoka. And Lemaise, we're Noig this. If a person buries a relative near Shabbos or near Yom Tiv, and they won't get to go back home to sit Shiva, so one of the things they do is either they sit Shiva by the kever or they take off their shoes. And we say, take off your shoes, so that's this, the kim of this halachas. They're mekayim avelus for a few minutes. And sometimes that's enough, so that the avelus started, let's say, before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov and the Vatel, the avelus. Weiter. So we're focusing on the way people speak. What? No, in general, that's considered that they said Shiva. That they started the halachas of avelus.
In general, how do you do the whole thing in general?
Let's say a person buried a relative, lo aleinu, and it's erev Sukkos. They finished the burial at 4:30. What do you mean?
In general, why is that?
If they didn't sit Shiva before Yom Tov, they have to start sitting Shiva after Yom Tov. If they started before Yom Tov, Yom Tov is mevatel the Shiva. If they didn't start sitting Shiva, let's say a more common occurrence, they bury the person and it's 10 minutes before Shkia. So,
why is Shmur Rechoka in a Shafat then about Mitzvah Kula at regular Shiva? Regular Shiva
also makes the Yom Kekulo. The seventh day they don't sit all day. They sit in the morning, makes the Yom Kekulo, and they get up. How could you do Miktas Yom Kekula? You still have the next day. The seventh day where we could, we do Miktas Yom Kekula. Baiter. So we're focusing on what people say and what it shows. Either they're foolish or they're smart. So the Gemara continues focusing on what a person says, and it says, Ahuda Amar, there was a person who frequently said, Dunu Dini, come judge my case. Amri, so the students in the yeshiva derived from that, Shema Minomi Don Kaasi, he must come from the tribe of Don, Dichsiv, Don Yodin Amo, Ka'achad Shivte Yisrael. Hu Dave Kazil Vamar, there was a guy who always used to say, Akef Yama Asisni Birata. So he used to say, if I could, I'd make my castles by the edge of the sea. He'd always speak about the beauty of the edge of the sea. So, Akeif Yama, by the edge of the sea, Sisni Birata. There, that's the beautiful place where I'd establish my castles. Badku v'ashkechu demizvulun ka'ati. They checked him out and they saw he came from the tribe of Zvulun, as the Pasuk says, Zvulun nechov yamim ishkon. Zvulun is the one that likes the beaches. He is the one that lives by the edge of the sea. So that's why this person always used to say the greatest things are by the edge of the sea. V'ashta dekaim landil kuli alma o'otuhu. No. Now, homework. When we'll break, you want us to do Rashi's? What for? I'm reading Rashi in as we say. I mean, there's another sheet on Akev Yama. You'll see it. Shuvas Agayim. Rashi brings another pshat. Huh? Whatever you want. I think so far these are easy Rashi's. Do it on your own. When we get to more difficult tomorrow, we'll do Rashi inside. Huh? Okay, so do Rashi.
No.
So far, I don't think so. It's easy Gemara, so I want to do Rashi. I should do Rashi, but it's not a big deal. When he has it, you'll do Rashi. V'ashta dekan nandir kule alma o ulta. Don't worry, soon we'll reach out to Gemara, so we'll do Rashi inside. Now that we've established that everyone agrees that R is the evening, Mechdi ben Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Meir Chametz en Osrael Mishesh Osul Mala. When is the Isser of Chametz? Everyone agrees it begins at noon, 6 hours into the day, And we know the first one who spells it out for us is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, but everyone agrees to the concept that Shos in the Gemara Lashon is a reference to Shos Manios. It's hours on a sundial, it's partitioning of the day. 6 hours into the day means six parts. When you divide the day into 12 parts, six of those parts. So whenever we have Shos in the Gemara, it's Shos Manios. That's the rule. They were working with sundials, so you divide the day into 12 equal parts. Yeah? So everyone agrees that from noontime, the Isser of Chametz, that's when the Isser of Chametz is Chal. V'nivdok b'shit, why don't we check in the sixth hour? If you'll tell me, we have a rule that every person is supposed to be a Zoris. It's a good trait to try and be quick, so do the mitzvahs as early as possible. Nivdok mitzafra. So the earliest we go is the morning. The mitzvah is to do bris milah on the eighth day. V'tanya kol yom kulo kasher lemilah. Really, you could do it any time on the eighth day. Ela shezuzin makdimin lemitzvot. A person is supposed to be a Zoris. And when a person is a Zoris, he hastens to do the mitzvot. Shenema v'yeshkem avam b'boker. And we see, when's the earliest we expect you to do mitzvah? From that morning. No one's expecting you to get up in the middle of the night to do the mitzvah, even though milah isn't kosher at night. But the earliest we expect you is get up early in that morning. So why do we do bdikas chametz the night before? That's the Gemara's question. The concept is reason makdimin is from the morning. If the iser of chametz is at noon, so why don't we check for chametz in the morning? Yeah. Why don't we check in the sixth hour? The Isser is going to be at six at the end of the sixth hour. So why don't we check at the sixth? Yeah. Let's check an hour earlier at the beginning of the sixth hour. At the end of that hour, it'll be Isser. So let's check in the beginning of that hour. Now here it's mashma the bdikas chometz will take them an hour. Now that's not such a kasha because they. Their houses were much smaller than our houses. One room could take you an hour. They're cheshbonning less than an hour because you have to find the. Because the Gemara says nivdok bishit, check in the sixth hour. Mashma, you could do all the bdika in 1 hour and burn it. So you could say, yeah, to check one room. How big were their houses? One room, two rooms.
Hey, why nivdok bishit? However long it takes. Let's start in the chest.
Okay, fine.
No,
I don't think so, but maybe.
Yeah.
Because the Gemara said shit. It didn't say v'nivdok samoch or nivdok. It said it gave us a time. But anyways, it's not really a kasha. They didn't have as many things as we have. We have much more objects. We have more objects in one room than they had in their whole house. And our houses are bigger. So there's more to check. So the Gemara says, why, if it's because it's reason, so do it in the morning. So why did Chazal institute to do bdikas chametz the evening before? Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak b'sha'as bnei adam mitzuyin b'batehin v'or aner yafel bdika. Two reasons for the night before: A, people are home the evening before, and then the light of the oil lamp checks well. Amar Abaye, Abaye says if that's the reason, hilkach. Therefore, Haitzubam Rabbanan. If you have a sharp Talmud Chacham, one of the sharp students, Lo Liftach Beidane, he shouldn't start his set shir, his set learning. Yeah, he has every night he starts learning, he starts doing his Chazaros in the evening. He shouldn't begin that. Beulta in the evening, that Leis Anagya Besa, that the 13th goes out and the 14th comes in. He shouldn't start his learning. Din Mamash Chalish Maite. Maybe he'll get carried away with his reviewing. And he'll end up missing out on the mitzvah. Chazal instituted to do it at the beginning of the evening. He should do it. We're worried that he might get carried away. So we've explained, why do we do bdikas chametz the night before? Because that's when people are home, and that's when the light of the oil lamp lights best. Yeah? Okay.
Tom, is there a shaykh to have meal at night?
No, meal at night is not kosher. You have to meal by day.
Just kosher.
Yeah.
So it's a shayla.
The Gemara is saying that the gather of season is from the morning.
If it is, yeah, it's not by meal. But the Eshkemar Mugur is by the meal or by the or by Akeda? Where is the Eshkemar Mugur? It's by meal.
No, it's by the Akedah. But we see Avraham wasn't going in the middle of the night. Huh? What do you mean? We learn from Mila that the Geder of Zrizin is from the morning. We learn that Zrizin, the Gemara said like this. Maybe you'll tell me Zrizin. So Zrizin is from the morning. Why? Because by Yom HaShmini, we say, what's Zrizin? From the morning. And we learn it from Avram that he didn't go before the morning. It's true by Mila, I can't go before the morning. But Avram could have gone before the morning. Hashem told him, go do the Akedah. He sleeps, he gets up early, and goes right away in the morning. Why didn't he go at night? Why didn't he get up an hour or two earlier, somewhere during the night? You see, the reason is that it's true by Mila, you can't do it earlier. That's the earliest point. But nonetheless, we derive it from Avram that the earliest year you get up is the morning. Okay, now we're starting the halacha, so from here we're going to start reading Rashi and Tosis. Rashi is a little bit harder, so Rashi and Tosis, so we'll start reading Rashi and Tosis. That's what you said. You said you wanted to do Tosis.
I think you wanted to do the whole parak and then
you do it. Yeah, say that. So far we could do Tosis. It's not so hard. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I'm a skilled bait l'chavro. If someone rents out his home to a friend, Baal Ba'asar, and he's renting it out to him on the 14th, so al mi livdok, who's going to have to do the bdik? Really, the bdik should have been done the night before. Who has to do the bdik? I'm a skilled livdok, the chamir didehu. Do we say, it's your house, you're renting it out, it's your chametz? Or maybe we tell the renter, wait a second. It's in your house that the chametz is going to be. You're renting it out for Pesach. You have to do the bdika. Tashma, I'm skilled by what? Good question. The more we learn, the more we'll understand. Birshu sekai. It says the iser is in his rishus. It doesn't say it's his iser. It says the iser is in his rishus. Tashma, I'm skilled by lachavro. Ala socher lasot lo mezuzah. So you see, the one who's living there, he has to do the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, that's not a good proof. Mezuzah really, that's the obligation of the one who's living there, not the one who owns the house. That's not a proof. The question is over here, whose obligation is it to do the bdiko? Who did Chazal obligate? Okay, right. What?
Yeah.
He has to be there, right? He has to be there for a period. Amalu, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tanina, Hamaskir Beit Lechavero, Imad Shlo Masal Maftchot Chal Arba Asar, Hamaskir Livdok, Vimishal Masal Maftchot Chal Arba Asar, Hasocher Livdok. It depends when he gave him the keys. If he gave him the keys before the Zman of Bdikas Chametz, so then he has to do Bdikas Chametz. If he gave him the keys after Bdikas Chametz, so he was responsible to do the Bdika. He had the keys beforehand. So that's what defines whose Chiv it is. Did you get the keys before the 14th or after the 14th? Yeah. It makes sense. If it was if I didn't give you the keys yet, then when the night came in, it was my achrayus to do the bdika. Now that I gave you the keys, it was still my achrayus. If I give you the keys before the night, so you're in the house now, you have the keys to the house, you do the bdika. So you're the one that's in the house now tonight. When the chiyuv is chal, who has the keys to the house? Did I give you the keys or did I not yet give you the keys? Okay, so says Rashi. Our tzad was, does the maskir have du bdika de chamira didayu achametz sheba bayit shelo? It's his chametz in the house. Or do we say the one who's renting the place, bershutei kai shareata, bayit shelo, now it's his house. So we want to bring a raya that the one who's renting house has to do la sot lo mezuzah, an mamidi de mitzvah le ramya. So we say, no, mezuzah is a special din, chovat adah, lefi sheim shamarto. Though mezuzah, we learn that it protects the person in the house, so he's the one living there. He has to check out the mezuzah. V'chtiv beitcha biyadcha nichnas v'yotze ba. Aval hacha b'dikat chametz d'rabanan de'im ishum bal yireh uval yimatze ha'amar lekaman desagilei bebitul ba'alma. Really, the whole din of bdikas chametz is midrabanan, because the din d'oraisa, he's yotze if he just says, I don't want the chametz to be in my rishus. Imesiach that emineu mashvilei ke'afra, he's mafkir, it's not his. V'amar kol chamira d'bebeit ha'adein v'chulu. What? I'm starting from the beginning. Chova Sadar says Rashi lefim shamarto. The reason it is chiyuv to put in the mezuzah is because the mezuzah is protecting him. V'chtiv beitcha biyatcha. You have to put a mezuzah on your bais, the place where you go in and out. Who's going in and out? The one who's renting the apartment. Nichnas v'yotze ba. Aval hacha, but you can't compare it to our case of bdikat chametz rabanan. Because it has nothing to do with the chiv d'oraisa by rovam yematze. Because about that, ha'amale kamande sagile bebitul ve'alma. Rashi holds that all of the kaschametz is midrabanon from a chashash drabanon. Because midoraisa, you could have just done bitul. If a person says whatever chametz is here, from my perspective, it's like earth, it's like dust. אמר כל חמירה בבית הדין ורבנן הודעה צריך בדיקה מדרבנן, they instituted a new chiyuv that you have to actually check and get rid of the chametz, but really midorai, so you wouldn't have to check, you could just say whatever chametz I have isn't mine. From my perspective, it's like the dust. I am reneging my ownership over it. Vehashta ki hai gavna mi bailan. So now our question is tozal mi mutal, being that chazal we're mitaking that you have to actually be torech and do bdika, has nothing to do with the mitzvah d'oraisa. So then, if that's so, who were chazal matriach? Misirat mafteach hu kinyan aschirut. V'imad shelo masar mafteach nichnas lel 14, chala chovat abdika ala maskir. Shadayin hayta birshuto, v'af al pish masar lo bayom, kfar chala chova alav, the chov is chal on the night. So if he didn't give him the keys when the night came in, so the landlord, he's the one who had the keys, he's the one that has the chov of being torech to do the bdika.